let's look at our United States market, and it seems to be strengthening. Does that mean that the dollar is strengthening in value as well? And if it is strengthening, is that a good thing or not a good thing when it comes down to two things? Number one, the investment in markets, and number two, in the personal wallet, as it were, of the individual consumer as it relates to how far their dollar is going to go.
Well, you know, our dollar has gone down significantly over the past year and a half, and so it's made it cheaper for other countries to buy our products. On the other hand, it's made it more expensive for us to buy their products. So even though there's been a tax cut and people getting more in their paychecks, it's costing more to buy other things that are being manufactured in other countries that we don't manufacture in the United States. You know, over the past 25 years, I think I read there's 61,000 steel plants that were closed. And the new steel plants that they're opening are mostly automated, and they still have workforces, but it's not 500 people working in a steel plant. It might be 125 to do the same job because a lot of the equipment's automated. And so what you're seeing is in the new generation of new manufacturing, they're looking for automation and artificial intelligence and Sam and I talked a little bit about this before the show. I mean, there's some positive things to artificial intelligence. There's also very negative things to artificial intelligence. The dollar staying relatively low is actually good for our large industrial companies that have exposure to foreign markets. Not so good for small companies that really don't have exposure to foreign markets because everything they're doing is domestic. So while the dollar really does favor larger companies that trade with other countries, it really doesn't favor small to mid-sized businesses that are not trading with other countries because they're not seeing that they're not seeing their products being sold overseas, so they're not experiencing that difference between the euro and the dollar.